Praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord this morning and thank Him for His goodness. Can we just thank God for His presence with us? I'm excited this morning because we have a special speaker joining us today who is here from Urban Alliance, ministry partner, as many of you know, near and dear to my heart, where I have served and led for a number of years before being here at Calvary. But I'm excited today because it is good, as we've heard and sang about and read in Scripture, it's good to be together in unity. And how many of us know that we're not simply here as one little church in this larger community, but we are part of the larger body of Christ across this area. So we're one church within the church. And so we're excited that we have organizations like Urban Alliance that are here in our greater Hartford community, helping to connect and equip and resource and mobilize the body of Christ to be the church together in our community, meeting needs, serving people, changing lives. Some of you might not be familiar, but Calvary Church has been part of the Urban Alliance network for more than 10 years. We've participated in this Christ-centered network of churches and nonprofit ministries in the region. And Calvary Church has, we've actually benefited tremendously by being a part of the Urban Alliance network. You may or may not be aware, but by being part of Urban Alliance, we have actually built and increased relationships across the body of Christ with other churches in our region, in and around the Hartford area. We've also had increased outreach to our community by being part of Urban Alliance through ministry and serving opportunities. We have individuals in our church who have gotten connected with ministry serving opportunities through Urban Alliance as volunteers. And we, our own ministries and outreach, and our Awana and children's ministries have benefited from resources and supplies and even some grant funding that we've received over the years from Urban Alliance. So being a part of a network, a kingdom-oriented network in our region, is tremendous. And so we're so excited to be part of Urban Alliance and to have that partnership together with the larger body of Christ. I don't know if you're aware, but by being part of this network collectively, the Urban Alliance network is impacting over 130,000 people annually through ministry outreach programs in the community. So we're so grateful to be a part of God's kingdom work in Greater Hartford. And it's my pleasure this morning to introduce not only a ministry partner, not only a colleague, but a friend, a brother. Perkins Simpson is coming as the executive director, the new executive director of Urban Alliance, to speak with us today. Listen, Perkin has, he's got all kind of degrees and credentials and his MBA, and he's served and done all these things, but he is a dear brother with a sincere heart, and he's here today with his wife, Lisa, who are so excited. They're here. They are from this area, Greater Hartford. Perkin grew up here, and then God led him to Pennsylvania, where he led the American Baptist Foundation for 13 years before the Lord has brought their family back here, where they have extended family, and we're so excited to welcome them back home to the Greater Hartford area as he leads Urban Alliance and plays a significant role in the body of Christ in Greater Hartford. So I'm delighted to introduce Perkin to you and have him share with us from God's word this morning. Would you please give him a warm welcome as he comes?
Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Calvary, it is good to be in fellowship with you. And I thank God for the day. I thank God for the break in the heat. I thank God that it's still, the sun's still shining. And there are a lot of smiling faces. Even though some of you may have the masks on, we have to deal with that. I can still see the eyes and the smile. So I thank God for that. And also, I want to just give God honor, the head of our lives, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Russ, and no joke about it, I mean, when I met Russ, it was like we had almost just a connection right away, his spirit. So you have a wonderful pastor. To Pastor Frank, if you're listening online, I don't know where the camera is. Praise God for you, but let us open up in prayer. Father in heaven, we just come to you just thanking you for just being who you are. Being our Savior, our friend, our guide, our comforter. whatever we need, Father God, you have proven to be there for us. So, Father God, we just ask that you look upon this service today. I ask you personally, just fill me with your word, Father God. Let it not be my words, but yours. Have each of us come in this spirit of fellowship. We sense your presence, and we thank you for being among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I guess I have two tasks, right? I have to talk a little bit about Urban Alliance, which Russ mentioned, and I also have to bring the word. It's also kind of challenging how much do I do. So I'm only going to spend a little bit of time about Urban Alliance. 2008, under the leadership of Russ and also Dave Brooker, the organization has done wonderful things. It's a quite unique organization and just a wonderful ministry in terms of networking and doing Christ's work together. So I feel blessed to be part of it, and you know, I hope to continue and strengthen the relationship with Russell and also with your church here at Calvary, because we are in it together, and we're going to be blessed together. And if I can mention a little bit about what Urban Alliance does, you may know already, but you know, or communities have areas of need. There are people who are struggling, whether it becomes housing, whether it's food, whether it's mental health. They call it insecurities, or lack of. So at the end of the day, we hope to bridge the gap with some of those so that people's needs are met, because this is how God intended it to be. So we do that, and also throughout the years as an organization, we recognize that ministries such as Calvary and other areas are doing that work, are recognizing the need. So if you want to think about Urban Alliance, if as they and you do your ministries, we provide the fuel. And if the fuel is already there, we become like the octane booster. So if you're serving 50, or if you're able to meet the needs of 50 people a week, we try to work with you so that you can meet the needs of 1,000. So as we work together, you know, we don't put any limits on God. But that's kind of what Urban Alliance does. I do invite you to learn more about the organization. So we do have online, shameless plug, www.urbanalliance.com. Please go and check out more. So my first assignment is done. That's it. Because of the short and brief nature of that, what I might do is I might just put some shameless plugs as I go through here, all right? So forgive me as we go through that. But at the end of the day, our Christian witness is what matters. And as people of God, we are here to serve his purpose, to worship him, but also we are responsible for the meeting the needs of our brothers and sisters. The text from today, as we get into the word, is from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. And it reads as follows. Two people can accomplish more than twice as much as one. They get a better return for their labor. If one person fails, the other can reach out and help. But people who are alone, when they fall, are in real trouble. On a cold night, two under the same blanket can gain warmth from each other. But how can one warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. So as I unpack this text, maybe for the next hour or two, I'm glad you laughed, you're like, oh no. If it does go on, I'll probably see a mass exit us out the door, so you know, a ministry colleague of mine told me very early, don't let people be glad twice. Glad to see you get up and glad to see you sit down. So I'll try to keep that in mind as we go. But there is so much in this text to unpack. And, you know, it is very deep. King Solomon was the writer of Ecclesiastes, so the wise man. And, you know, he introduces some items in less than 100 words, very creatively. As we go through it, he unpacks so much into these words. So let's go and explore it. He packs things about accomplishments. He unpacks things about human need. He talks about safety. He talks about relationships. And he introduces a third element into the mix, which is God. It doesn't say those words, but we'll see how he makes that connection. So let's take a closer look. It starts off, verse 10, two people can accomplish more than twice as much as one. They get a better return for their labor. Now, why did King Solomon say this? He knew that as humans, we are very outcome driven. When people ask you what it is you do, they're sometimes really asking, what accomplishments are you doing because of the course of your work? What is the fruit of your labor? So the author comes out and he says it right away, you'll get more done together. Get right to the point. There's an African proverb that you may know. It states that if you want to go fast, do what? Go alone. If you want to go far, what do? You go together. So when people ask me at Urban Alliance, that's my first shameless plug, what is it you do? The focus is that we work better together is a theme that I've seen throughout our ministry context. The link between our job or functions when we think about what we do, what are our contributions to society? It's outcome driven. When people ask about your family, they want to know about your kids. They want to know where you go to school. They want to know, you know, how many relationships, and we are outcome driven. So I do find that as we go through and we listen to the messages around the world, there's a lot about individual accomplishments that come up. What is it that you do? What have you accomplished? Very individualistic, but the Bible tells us that, no, we shouldn't go alone. We are better when we go in partnership and together. So that's what Solomon reminds us of here. We get a better return for our labor. So even if we want to think about it as just accomplishments alone, 1 + 1 in this case doesn't equal 2. 1 + 1 may equal 10. Better together is how we serve. So, but beyond just working together, the scripture reminds us that we also need each other. In the next verse, it tells, if one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But people who are alone, when they fall, they're in real trouble. I'm sure each of us can remember circumstances where we've needed help. I'm sure we can recognize circumstances where other people have needed help. A large part of Urban Alliance, second shameless plug, is built on that concept, the fact that we are here to help. And a lot of our ministry is based on that premise, where we see our brothers and sisters in need. So as humans, the scripture reminds us that we, when we fall, and it's not if, it's we will. My pastor back in Pennsylvania says, you know, if you haven't been through anything, just keep on living. Things will happen. Things will happen. We also think about the fact that, okay, if we have someone there to comfort us, if we have that protection when we fall, what is our responsibility to others? So King Solomon doesn't mention it specifically in the scripture, but when he talks about relationship, it's not just a one-way street. Amen? From the beginning, God knew that we needed each other. When he looked at Adam, he said, it's not good that man should be alone, so I'll make him a helpmate. Helping others and receiving help may seem like an optional thing. We have a choice to help. Others have a choice to help us. So Solomon says, okay, beyond that choice, I'm going to bring it to another level. There's another element of togetherness that he states. He states, on a cold night, two under the same blanket can gain warmth from each other. But how can one be warm alone? There's some things you could do by yourself, but there's some things that you just can't do by yourself. So beyond the physical nature of just even warming each other, there is an unstated relational element here that's added to the mix. We can work in business together. You can help someone in need, as we had mentioned. You can give someone who is starving something to eat or a dollar or two. But you probably wouldn't cuddle up with everyone who you meet. At least I don't think so. Russ has been a great friend. But unless we're out there on a mountain cliff struggling for survival, you probably won't see us cuddled up in a blanket together. So it talks about the relationship. There are some relationships that we have that are special, or family, or spouse, or children. There's some deeper levels that Solomon is getting into, and he does it so cleverly without even stating it. There's a business side, and then there is that personal relationship. All are elements of being better together. So then he moves on, and he adds another level in terms of what it means to be better together. The next verse says, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. There is safety in numbers. We've all heard that, right? Amen? All right. And recently, I've been watching these wildlife videos. They pop up on my phone, and the more I watch it, the more wildlife videos pop up. So I could watch wildlife videos all day long. But I've become a fan of, like, the big cats, you know, the lions and the tigers, oh my, and bears, you know. So I saw a video of a lion, a single lion, being attacked by about 20 hyenas. And being a fan of the lions, I'm like, oh, no, it's in trouble. It was a female lion. By itself, the lion could probably defend itself against maybe 4 or 5 easy. But 20 was a little bit. So the lioness was in trouble. She began to fight back, but she began to tire. But after a few minutes, a second lioness just comes charging in. She comes and she just goes roughshod. It was wonderful to see. I wish I could show you the video. Next time, maybe we'll put a slide up of that. So she came in as cover and attacked. And the two of them together dispersed that whole hyena pack. And it just shows that by ourselves, we can accomplish so much, only so much. The lioness could probably fend off 4 or 5 hyenas by herself. But two of them, they were able to fend off more than 20. And that's almost the point, wrapped in a nutshell, in terms of what King Solomon is saying. And many of you are like, okay, if you could have told us that, well, you should have told us from the start, we'd be done. We could. But we'll go soon. Iron sharpeneth iron, the proverb says. We are here together, better together. So let's bring this home. King Solomon then brings it to another deeper level beyond that. He talks about relationships in terms of accomplishments. He talks about those special relationships that we have, those who are part of our blanket, those who are there when we need them, or closest friends or closest allies. He talks about the protective nature of being together and the fact that we should look out for each other. But now he says, there are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. And the first time I saw that, I was like, first, he was just talking about two, one-on-one, different relationships, different types. And now he kind of teases us with just one-liner. A triple braided cord is not equally broken. So he introduces this third element without even specifically naming it, but we know who that third element is, don't we? That third element is God. It's Christ, amen? You see, when you have two cords and you twist them around, they will stay together, but it takes a little work to keep those two cords twisted for them to remain together. You can try it with your hair. You can twist it and let it go, and it'll just separate. So it takes work to put two cords together. But when you have that third element, you can now put it into a braid. And what happens when you put together a braid and you release it? It stays intact. If there's any effort needed, it's usually the effort is needed to unwrap the braid, to take the braid apart. So with God in the mix,
we don't have to waste our energy on trying to remain together because he does that for us. The songwriter says, bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. He is that cord. He is that third string. And not only is he just a regular cord, the word of God says, put him first. Matthew 6:13 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added to you. So King Solomon says all of this without even saying it. Isn't the word of God wonderful? Amen? Don't just add God to the mix. Ask him to be the head of the mix. Don't just add God to your relationships. Let him be the head of your relationships. It doesn't matter whether it's business, whether it's personal, whether it's interrelation. When God is with us, we can accomplish even more. I bet you those two lionesses, if they were able to conquer 20, but if they had the Spirit of God with them and 1,000 hyenas came, the hyenas would be outnumbered. That's the kind of God we serve. Whatever it be, put God first. Better together. This is what God intended. This is how we serve in the body of Christ. As a representative of Urban Alliance, my third and last shameless plug, this is how we operate at Urban Alliance. This is how the Spirit is here at Calvary. This is what we should take with us not only today, but during the week. Relationships take work. You ever have someone say, you haven't called me in a while? They can ask you back, you haven't called me in a while either. But when you do get together, there's some relationships that you haven't seen. Moving back to Connecticut, one of the things that is just remarkable is I haven't seen certain people in years. But when you see them, it's like you haven't been apart. And that's God's love. That's God's love. So better together. That is what God has intended for us. Thanking you, and I want to just, again, express my appreciation, allowing me to spend a few moments with you. May God continue to bless you here at Calvary. May God continue to bless you individually and collectively as we serve Christ together. Better together. Have a blessed day.
I believe Perkin brought some information materials in the back on the table. If you're interested, of course, he mentioned the website. But we're just grateful, again, for God bringing Perkin and Lisa and their family, their two boys, back to Connecticut to serve and be a part. And we want to pray for them, their family, and for Urban Alliance, and for the body of Christ in our greater Hartford area. So let's do that now. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is truth. Thank you, God, that you teach us in so many different ways, Lord. And thank you for this message that we've heard from your word today, Lord, that we are better together, that you've called us not to simply journey alone, but to be in relationship, in fellowship, first with you, and just the same with one another.
Yes.
God, thank you for Perkin and Lisa, their sons. Lord, thank you how you've led them here. Thank you, God, for Urban Alliance. Thank you that we're part, Lord, of the body of Christ in Greater Hartford.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, just like we sang about this morning, Lord, you would set your church on fire, that we would have a passion, Lord, for your name, that we would be salt and light in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our community, in our region. And Lord, that we would proclaim the truth of Christ together with the larger body of Christ, that we would bear witness in our actions as we demonstrate the love of Christ, as we work together, as we meet needs, as we serve one another humbly in love. And God, bind our hearts together in unity. Thank you for Perkin and Lisa, Lord. As they get settled, we just pray your blessing on them, God. And Lord, we pray for everyone here today, Lord, and who's listening online. Lord, would you stir our hearts by the truth of your word, that we might be the people of God together. And we'll give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Amen. Thank you.